Off the ball. Rugby.
I think if you put Crowley's defence in Prendergast's attack, you'd have a really, really, really great player.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
And now to one of the most remarkable stories coming out of the weekend. Just 19 years of age, Limerick's Ava Crean smashing her personal rest by over 9 minutes to become the youngest winner of the women's national title at the Irish Life Dublin Marathon on Sunday afternoon. So this is even the crazier part of the story, is that Ava had never run competitively before her marathon debut just 6 months ago in Manchester. But her time of 2:34.11 saw her finish sixth best overall on Sunday and carved over 9 minutes off her previous best time. A most remarkable result. Delighted to say that Ava is with us now. Ava, how are you keeping?
How are you? Thanks.
And we've got your coach, Sean Kinsler, with us as well. How are you, John?
Good, thank you for having me on.
Ava, I've come to you first. We are literally stealing you away from college assignments at the moment. So talk about no rest for the wicked. You go and run that wonderful time of 2:34.11 at the weekend. Most people think, I'll take a few days off and I'll rest and recuperate. Instead, you've got to get an assignment in for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, my assignment is due on Friday. And I was planning on doing work over the weekend that I was getting ready for the marathon, but everything I was just kind of... I was like, no, I'll just focus on the marathon and then I'll have a day off. I took a day off yesterday, just kind of was trying to relax, and then I'm just tipping away at my assignment, trying to get it done for Friday.
For anyone who saw you in the news on Sunday or after the race, you were incredibly emotional at the finish line when you were interviewed. In your dreams, did you think you were going to run a time this good?
No, I remember when I first signed up for Manchester Marathon, I was kind of thinking maybe I'd go for like a 3:15 time, because I didn't really do any proper training before. And then I was getting really nervous towards the marathon, and then I was shocked by the time I did. But before that, I was looking up all these like influencers, seeing Anne-Marie, that she did 2:34 in Dublin last year, and I would never think in a million years that I'd be able to do that, especially this year.
John, when Ava first came to your attention, did you just think this is going to be a very special runner? Because earlier I was looking at her background, which is in multiple other sports, a break from sport at the end of primary school as well. And now here she comes flying into competitive running and running these fantastic times. Did you know when she first came through the doors that she was going to be really good?
Yeah, would you believe it? Ava lives very close to where I work, and I used to see Ava for probably about 2 years. And I used to see her jogging past where I work, and I used to be training myself around the same place. And I'd always pass her, she'd smile, but I never spoke to her. And then I seen her popping up on TikTok after the Limerick run. And then I was like, I know that girl, I see her all the time. And I knew she was a good runner just by looking at her running form as she was training around. And then when I found out she did two marathons, I messaged her just to give her some advice about, being a bit sensible when it comes to running marathons, because they do take a lot out of your body. And I've been kind of dealing with her ever since.
So you said that you saw a fantastic form from her while she was jogging by. Tell us, what's the eye test of somebody having a really good running form?
Yeah, it's just the way her feet land on the ground. She was landing nice and smooth, and she was just bouncing along, like really smooth. And you can tell somebody if they're landing on the kind of forefoot and they're not oscillating much, and she's getting nice high knee drive. And she was. I knew that she had talent when I seen her. And it wasn't until she popped up on TikTok after the great Limerick run that I finally knew who she was. And I met her then shortly after that. And I had a chat with her, and she taught me, a couple of things about the race. And I looked at some of her data, and I brought my laptop with me just to show her. And I told her, I think on the first day, that her marathon pace is going to be her kind of easy enough pace in a couple of months, and she couldn't believe me, but I knew straight away that she was going to do big things.
Ava, good to have someone so supportive in your corner, and especially someone who's so close to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, your coach is a pretty decent runner as well. I didn't want to put John on the spot earlier on, but he ran the Dublin Marathon at the weekend just gone by too.
Yeah, he did. He ran 2:26 as well, which, especially on the day, and he said he says he hasn't done much training because he's been doing mountain running. And he always says that he'll get me up on the mountains, but I'm like, I'll pass.
John, could you have gone even faster if you tailored your training differently then?
Yeah, I was hoping. I'm thinking of next year, I might give the mountains a skip. I made the team for the World Championships this year, and that was obviously my big race because I got a stress fracture 2 years ago when I made the team for the World Championships because I ran Boston, and then a week later I did London. So that was one of the reasons I reached out to Ava to give her some advice. And it ended up costing me a place in the World Championships a week before the race, and I was devastated. And I came back then on the road and I ran really well. And I won the over 5 championship, the over 45 championship. So myself and Eva kind of celebrated a double celebration as a coach and an athlete. I won the over 45 and she took the overall female title. So the weekend couldn't have gone any better. You know, for me, I was happy with my race. I finished in 22nd overall, and I was just asking everyone who I was passing, how's Eva getting on? How's Eva? And when I finished the race, I just said, I'm not moving here till I wait and see. And then I seen Eva come around the corner and I just started crying. I was so proud of her. Like she worked so hard for that. And I've been with her doing all our sessions with her all summer. And I knew how hard she worked and I didn't want to put any pressure on her going into it. But I really knew that it was going to be her day. And when I seen her come around that corner, I was just sticking my hands out and she seen me. And if you see her on the video finishing, she's sticking her hands out. The two of us are just looking at each other. And it took me about 30 seconds to actually get to her because people were trying to hold me back, but I couldn't. I said, this is a special moment and I wanted to savour it. And it was amazing.
Ava, that's a beautiful thing to be able to share with your coach, especially you're wearing the colours of his club at the same time when you become a national champion, and you look across and there's your coach ready to embrace you pretty much straight after the race.
Yeah, it was. I saw his black arm sleeves and the yellow back to Boston top on and his hands sticking up in the air, and I was just coming across and my legs were so, they weren't numb, but they were just in pain, and I was just like, get me to the finish line. I saw his hands stick up and I just put my hands up and I couldn't believe it.
What are your hopes from here, Ava? Like, having achieved this and probably surpassed your own expectations going into the summer, because you're talking about 3:15, now you're after doing, you know, close to 2:30 here. Like, how much scope for improvement do you think there is in you moving forward now?
Well, I think the mind plays tricks on you because at the end of that race, my legs were obviously in bits. And to think now that to go any faster than that, I'm like, I don't think I'll be able to. But obviously, I probably am in the next year or so. I'll be able to cut down my time a bit. But as of now, I'm just kind of recovering and just seeing about what next marathon I might do.
John, what is her ceiling? Not to put pressure on her at this stage, you can enjoy being a national champion for as long as the glow of this Basque is still there, but what can Ava achieve?
Yeah, I started running when I was 35 and I achieved a lot. And you know, Ava's 19, like she has 20 something years of building that amazing engine that she has, and the sky's the limit for Ava. The sky's the limit. She can do anything, and it's hard to say someone's going to do this and someone's going to do that, because it's very hard. Even if you look at the people qualifying for the Olympics in the marathon, not many women do, definitely not many Irish women do, so it's hard to do. But the times are going to come to her if she stays injury free and she keeps doing what she does. She loves running, and she has talent, and they're the only two things you need. And everything else is going to come to her. Just take it week by week and keep doing what she does, keep enjoying it, and she'll get success. And it's hard to say what, but whatever it is, I'm going to be there to support her 100%.
Because I was just thinking, right, you're after mention there, and it brings us off on a bit of a side here, where you say 35, you're taking up competitive running compared to 19 here. Like, I think of Amory McGlynn, who was the defending champion, is in her 40s. Fionnuala McCormack ran in her 40s at an Olympics. Pauline Curley did the same. So, like, there's no reason that people in their late 30s, 40s can't still be an elite marathon runner. Why did you take up competitive running at 35, John? What's the story behind that?
I was 17 stone.
Right.
I wanted to lose weight. Yeah, I lost 6 stone and I lost about 4 stone. Somebody asked me to do the Great Limerick Run where I seen Ava. And after 7 weeks, I ended up running sub 40 for the 10K. And somebody said that that was a good time. And if I trained for a marathon, I'd be able to qualify for Boston. And that was my, that just it lit a fuse in my head. And I wanted to qualify for Boston. And a year later, I ran my first marathon in 2:50. And I've been running ever since. And then last year, I became the first person over 40 to run all the marathon majors under 2.5 hours.
Right. That's incredible. I mean, again, just to put that into context, like that means you have to be going steady all year. The risk that everyone picks up an injury. There were two friends of mine who ran the Dublin Marathon at the weekend. They had no injuries going into it, both got injured on the day. Like this can happen and absolutely scupper everything. To be able to achieve that, John, that is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I don't know how I do it because I was working 5 cycle shifts at the time. I used to run on my lunch break. I was just so motivated to do it. I'd go out there and I could do 10K and then I'd do another 10K on my other break if I could, just so I could get the training in. And I ended up, you know, running nearly 2:26 in all the major marathons. Like the guy from Abbott, the rep, actually told me that I was the 10th fastest person ever to finish the 6 marathon majors. And in November, Eliud Kipchoge is going to finish it. And he's going to be the fastest ever, and he's going to kick me out of the top 10. So unless Kipchoge runs 3:30 or 4 hours, I'm going to be out of the top 10. But you know, to lose it to Kipchoge anyway, it's okay. It's another story I can tell people anyway.
You're in decent company now. If he doesn't finish it, then the happy days. Maybe you get to keep your record, or the unlikeliness of him going in about 4 hours is probably quite low. Jesus, does it just become an addiction for you then? Because like to go from that position whereby even you're losing the weight, or so you realise you're actually a decent runner, you've got decent form, to be able to keep going and to be able to do all them in 1 year, this must have become a serious part of your life.
Yeah, I just took over it. Like, you know, I'm lucky enough that my wife is very supportive of it. Otherwise, I'd probably never get out. But I have 2 young kids as well. And it just takes, you're constantly training. You're not really getting rest. And I'm usually going in between mountain running because I've represented the Irish team the last 3 years in European or World Championships. And I'm competing against young lads, and I'm trying to stay in the game in the mountain running, but at the same time, I like doing the roads. I like the major marathons, and it's great to be able to run around the big cities of Tokyo and New York and things like that. And it gives me great motivation. You know, I'm getting older. I'm 45 now, and I was second over 45 in Chicago. I was second over 45 in Boston recently. So my kind of goals now are after changing. I'd like to be able to get on the podium in all the races that I do, we'll say, as a masters athlete, because my time is up for competing against the young guys. Like, but it's great that someone like Eva is there and I can help her and give her some mentoring, you know, from all the mistakes I made anyway. But I'm still in the game anyway somehow. I don't know how, but I love running. It is such an addiction, like, that, you know, before, I suppose food would have been my addiction, or maybe the parties after soccer, because I used to be a goalkeeper and that was the thing. And then I just run in the towel in my life when I was 35, and I thought, you know, my life is done in terms of a sporting context. And a few years later, I was running for my country. I can't believe it myself. It's amazing. Like,
Ava, just before we let you back to the assignment there, could you give us a bit about your background? Because I was reading up on this. You were involved in the team. You must have got out and played every sport possible around Limerick City when you were a kid. So I saw climbing, karate, camogie when you were younger. You went to play a bit of international basketball as well. So tell us about what you did up to the point that you became a competitive runner earlier this year.
When I was in primary school, I did all the sports that I could. As you do when you're young, you kind of just try out everything. I was doing camogie, I even did swimming and karate and all the odd sports. And then I kind of didn't really play sports then from probably like fourth class to like sixth class. And one of my best friends, Ben, he asked, because my older brothers are sporty as well. And he was asking me, like, do I play sports? And I was like, actually, no, I don't. I don't play sports right now. And then in primary school, we do some basketball sessions, and one of the coaches, Michelle, she'd come in and train us for like PE in school, and she would ask me just to come into basketball. So I went to one of the basketball sessions and I enjoyed it, and I stayed with basketball until for about like 6 years, and I was good at it. And there was times when I did go up to national Irish teams to try come up the to try and make them. And I remember the first one I didn't make, I got cut, and then the second one I didn't make, I got cut, but then I made it on the 17s. But I actually didn't end up playing any matches because I got injured, I think. And then I obviously recovered, still played basketball, and then I even joined soccer. Then after that, played soccer for about a year or two, played for my college team that I'm in now. But then I got injured again. But it wasn't a big injury, but it was a slight injury. And I just stopped. And then I just got back. I didn't really see the point in the football anymore. So I just stopped and I just kept with the running, because this was the time then I signed up for the marathon. And then I just loved running. I started running during COVID, and for the fitness, to keep fit for basketball and everything. But I just loved it because it was like, it was just in my routine every day. It was just my time. I just went out, put on my shoes, and just started running. And yeah, I just loved it.
And now here you are with the second best time behind Fionnuala McCormack when it comes to winning the national title, the youngest national champion as well. I would imagine that this now keeps a love of athletics in you. I presume you're probably not going to divert back into another sport, that running is now number one.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Well, look, my congrats to both of you on your achievement in the Dublin Marathon on Sunday in the rain around the streets of Dublin. And congrats particularly to you, Ava, on making history as the youngest ever winner of the Irish Life Dublin Marathon as well. Thanks a million, John, Ava, for joining us. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.